The United States, when it set up a transitional government in Iraq, imagined that there would be greater gender equality for women. The U.S. government spent money, time, and energy on constitutional law and human rights and invited women from all over the country to participate, setting up regional training centers so that women could come easily. And as Farnaz Fasihi of the Wall Street Journal reported this week, a woman named Fatima Yaqub did exactly that. However, Ms. Yaqub, a devout Shiite, believes that strict Islamic law should reverse gender equality in Iraq. Farnaz Fasihi of the Wall Street Journal joins us on the line now to talk about the debate over women's rights in Iraq. Farnaz Fasihi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jackie.
And welcome back from Baghdad. You're taking a break.
Thank you very much.
Who is Fatima Yaqub and how typical is she?
Fatima Yaqub is a councilwoman in the Shia district of Kazemiya, which is one of the biggest districts in Baghdad. She also sat as a transitional National Assembly member in the National Assembly that the Governing Council set up this past year. And, you know, she's a conservative Islamist Shia woman who has been in power since the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime. And she represents the Islamist trend that has engulfed Iraq. Shias have come to power, many women, and, she, you know, one-third of the interim National Assembly is going to be women, and one-third of the Shia alliance list is women. So she really is representative of the conservative Islamist women.
Now, Iraq's old constitution, written in 1959, as you reported, was one of the most progressive in the Middle East when it came to women's rights, wasn't it?
Certainly, compared to its neighboring countries like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, where women to this day can't even vote or drive cars, Iraq was very progressive. The family status law, written in 1959 and introduced into the law in 1959, was based on Western-style secular laws. It gave women divorce rights, automatic custody of children, a very generous alimony. The marriage age is 18 for women. So it really tried to guarantee women equality.
So those are the sort of rights that Iraqi women have known for the last nearly 50 years. What sort of rights would women like Fatima Yaqub overturn?
What's at stake is arbitrary divorce rights for men, the rights for men to take four wives without a clear reason. As it is now, you can take a second wife, but providing your first wife can't bear children or she's insane or some, you know, legal reason. And also child custody. I mean, based on Sharia, child custody will be automatically given to the father, and in the absence of father, to the father's family, not the mother. So these are sort of the rights that are at stake.
Sharia law is the traditional Islamic law.
Sharia law is derived from the Quran and from Islamic texts, and it is the equivalent of divine law in Islam.
So what do secular women in Iraq have to say about this?
Women I interviewed, Jackie, are very, very concerned. They're very anxious. They feel like they are battling something that's very difficult to win, particularly because they're up against women. It's easier if women were all united, as they point out, and they would say these are our rights and we're all concerned and we don't want to give them up. It's very hard for them to argue conservative women because then the Shia Islamist men, government leaders, can say, you know, our women are conservative, they're political, they've been empowered, and they have no problem with the laws of Sharia. So it is going to be an uphill battle.
The current women's affairs minister in Iraq is for secular rights, correct?
Absolutely. She's a Kurd, Narmin Osman, and she's sort of known for championing women's rights, and she says that she's very concerned, and she's talking to various NGOs, and she's tried to mobilize people to make sure that if the push for Sharia goes forward, they can at least start voicing their concerns. But, you know, security is also another problem. In this environment in Iraq, women can't really take to the streets to protest because they would become targets.
What effect do you think Sharia law would have on Iraq? What would happen to minorities? What would happen to the Kurds, who are also partners in this government?
You know, the Shias know that they can't pass this law unanimously for everybody. They can't have an overarching Sharia law that would take in the Kurds and the minorities as well. They are talking about introducing clauses into the Constitution for family status law that would exempt minorities like Christians and perhaps even the Kurds from the Sharia law.
But let's point out that there are many, many Shiite women who are not willing to participate in Sharia law.
Absolutely. And they are really the victims, Jackie, because if they do introduce a Sharia law for Shias or for Muslims, secular Sunnis and non-Kurds, secular Arabs or secular Shia women even, or even Shia women who are not secular but who don't want to lose their rights really stand to lose a lot.
Farnaz Fasihi is a Wall Street Journal correspondent based in Baghdad. Thank you very much for this fascinating story.
Thank you very much for having me, Jackie. Good to talk to you.